new Central Illinois state representative says his party label isn't as important as his ability to work across the aisle.
My main goal is to get us back to working together, getting things done.
That's Mark Luft, who's replacing Mike Yunez in the General Assembly. I'm Tim Shelley, filling in for Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Tuesday, November 24th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Our first story on deck explains why the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights is investigating a complaint alleging that Jewish and pro-Israel students on the University of Illinois' Urbana campus have faced a hostile environment of anti-Semitism, and that the university's response was inadequate. Lee Gaines reports.
Ian Katznelson is a junior at the U of I. He says he ran for student body president last year, and during the campaign, Katznelson says he was called a Nazi because he was Jewish and supported Israel.
My ancestors have been killed by Nazis, and here I am on this college campus, and I'm being called a Nazi myself just for being Jewish. And so I really wish at that moment that the university had my back.
The federal complaint filed on behalf of Katznelson and other Jewish students at the U of I alleges that they faced both anti-Semitic and anti-Zionist harassment on campus. Aliza Lewin is with the Brandeis Center, one of the organizations behind the complaint. She says Jewish students who support Israel are marginalized on the U of I campus.
The problem that's happening on the campus now is that if Jewish students support Israel and express this part of their identity, then they're branded as racist.
Lewin argues that's discrimination on the basis of national origin. Bruce Rosenstock, a religion professor, disagrees. Rosenstock, who is Jewish himself, worries the federal investigation will have a chilling effect on free speech.
I do fear that the university will be forced to define Zionism not as a political ideology, but rather as the very essence of Judaism and of the Jewish people's identity as Jews.
A spokesperson for the U of I wrote in an emailed statement that the campus is committed to supporting a safe and welcoming environment for all students and would work on establishing actionable steps to support Jewish students, faculty, and staff. I'm Lee Gaines.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Greater Peoria Mass Transit District is contracting out the CityLift paratransit service and CountyLink rural transit service to Chicago-based TransDev. The Peoria County Coroner has identified a woman killed in the three-car crash Friday afternoon as 34-year-old Aries Terrell of Peoria. And the Bradley Braves men's basketball team are slated to play their first game in 8 months this weekend. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Republican Mark Luft recently spoke with Joe Deacon about what he hopes to accomplish in Springfield and what made him appealing to Central Illinois voters.
I think it helped my background as a council member and as mayor. One of the good things about that is those two positions, you did not have to declare a party. So everything that we've gotten done over the last 5.5 years, especially the last two, people have seen who I am, what I'm about, what I'm trying to get done, and the hard work that's being put in to get us to a better place. And I think a lot of people correlated that by not having a party attachment to show if you put party attachments aside, how much you can actually get done when you work together. So when the state rep position came up, you do have to declare a party, and I declared my party. But I think most people feel like regardless of the party I would have declared, that my main goal is to get us back to working together, getting things done, and address the needs of the people despite party.
I understand your father, Dick, also served in the General Assembly, albeit with different party affiliation. What advice or guidance or inspiration have you received from him, either directly or through observation?
You know, he's been the best resource anybody could ever ask for. My father had a great reputation here. As a kid growing up, I watched everything he did. I saw his focus on helping people, moving things forward,
and lifting the community, and that stuck with me. And again, my dad's, he was a Democrat during his terms, but he was also known as the aisle guy. He knew how to bring people together and get things done.
What goals or accomplishments do you hope to achieve for the state and for the 91st District? What are some of the issues facing the state that you hope to address?
Well, I think the major issue that everybody's aware of now is ethics reform. We're not going to move forward and get anything done until we can get that back to a common ground where the people in the state of Illinois trust what's going on in Springfield. We've had the same leadership in place for decades. Until that leadership changes and we focus on a new direction, especially in ethics and an understanding of why we're there, we're still not going to get anything done.
Mike Yunus represented the district for the past 10 years. What do you intend to do to follow his service for the last decade? What will change and what will remain consistent with you as representative?
Mike Yunus was very good at building relationships and a network. I've been fortunate in my position to be part of that network and to grow mine as well. If you're not communicating and having those relationships, you're not aware of what the district needs. Each city has their own different needs and wants. East Peoria is different than Canton. Canton is different than Pekin. So you have to really be engaged and communicate with all entities so you know what needs done, where they need help, what you can do to help them move forward.
What are your plans regarding your mayoral term? There's still just over 3 years until the office is on the ballot again. Is it possible to hold both offices simultaneously, at least temporarily?
It is. Actually, I believe there are three other state reps right now in Springfield who continue to hold their mayor's position. So I think it's the only state office that you can still hold your mayor's position. When I decided to run for this, I pulled staff together and the council and told them what I was asked to do and what I wanted to do. And I had a unanimous opinion back that we support you and we want you to stay here. I think a lot of that support came knowing that I was going to be able to fulfill my obligation as mayor.
That's Representative-elect Mark Luft talking to Joe Deacon. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck. I'm Tim Shelley.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.